You know you're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Okay. Real talk, true spit. All the fucking bad bitches. I don't want no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No, bad bitches only. Ain't no mediocre. No, don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You're a bad bitch. Stuntin' on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You stand on a mediocre. Seven. Big bitch, you with me. And none of them mediocre. From their head to their tongue. They so far from mediocre. Yeah. Right hand in the air.
I'm solid swell. I never fuck a bitch if she don't do her hair. Ooh, there's a bush down there. When I look down there, ooh, better to do. Tell him better than you. He said, he call ex, how you doing? Tell him better than you. That's what y'all need to be texting y'all exes when they text you. When your ex text you and say, how you doing? You need to say, better than you. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. But anyways, back to today's episode. So today's episode is entitled, You're Pretty, But You're Basic. And whatever come to your mind when you hear that line, bitch, that's what we finna talk about, period. Period, okay? So first thing first, we're gonna have a phone call from my homegirl because I originally tried to record this and then she called. So we're gonna, and I recorded the phone call. So we're gonna have her come in here. You're gonna hear a little bit of our conversation. We didn't go into depth as like a regular phone talk conversation. I try to make it quick so we get into the episode. And then we're gonna get into some tips and tricks on how to get you from being a basic bitch. Period, point blank. So yeah, let's pull up that call. Let's get into some things, shall we? So, this topic is, you're pretty, but you're basic. What do you think makes a woman basic in appearance?
What I think makes a woman basic in her appearance? Honestly, I think trying to be like everybody else. Like copying everybody else's style.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having your own.
I think what makes a woman basic is if you go into a room and everybody got on black and you got on black. You know what I mean? Everybody got black hair, you got black hair. Like, one thing about you, you rarely catch you in black hair. You do, like, color hair, like copper or red. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to stand out. I feel like color brings a lot to your life.
Yeah. Do you think that when you change your hair color, did you feel any difference in, like, your confidence, or do you think it complimented your skin tone?
Hell yeah.
How did you feel?
I felt like a new me. I felt like a new me. Like, honestly, like, I can say when I left my 4-year relationship and I changed my hair color and I did a whole 360, I felt like a new whole female. And when I got into another relationship and I changed my hair color again, I felt like a whole new person.
Like, you unlocked a new level of you.
Yeah. Like, you unlock a whole new woman that you never knew you had in you.
Yep. That's what I'm getting at. That's why I think what make bitches basic. Like, a guarantee, I do think that dressing like everybody else is definitely a problem. Me, you talked about that a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go out and we see bitches wear the same fucking outfit with the holes, the little, you know what I'm talking about, the stripper clothes shit.
Hell yeah, girl. I threw all that shit away. I said, oh no, it's time. It's time to get rid of them. I said, I'm changing my whole appearance, my whole wardrobe, everything. Mm-mm. You're right.
But the hair color shit is what definitely, like, that's why I say with you, I noticed, you make sure you pop out with your hair. You make sure you pop out with your bags, your clothes, with you, your colors, you know what I mean? And I think that's what makes a motherfucker far from basic.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right.
Your skin glows different with different color hair.
Definitely compliments your skin complexion. You gotta find, like I said, you gotta find what's you. You gotta find what fits with you that's different from everyone else.
But how do you know which color hair you like? How do you know which color hair you feel like a compliment you? Or you just say, fuck it, I'm gonna just do it?
I say, fuck it, I'm going to just do it. And if it don't go my skin complexion, I'm going to just change it again. And I'm going to change it again. Like right now, I had red hair before. No, first I had brown hair, chestnut hair. Changed that to red hair. Then after red hair, after I was out my phase of having a red hair like stage web like that, I changed it to, what the hell is this? Orange kind of, like gingerish kind of.
Yeah,
and
I love the ginger.
I love the ginger. I love it. It complements my skin complexion.
Yeah, I like the ginger on you too.
I ain't doing no green. Hell no. I wouldn't do no green or no damn bright blue or anything like that.
Okay, since we being recorded, I'm glad you brought that up. You cannot wear colors that do not, like, if you don't like something, you would grow out your scalp. Bitch, don't do it.
Hell yeah. Like, ew. Like, I just think certain colors don't fit certain people. That's just me.
I think it puts you in a bubble as like fun girl. It doesn't put you in like elegant. It doesn't put you in like wifey type. It puts you in like, oh, we just fucking. Like, we could just have fun with this type of girl. That's it. Like, you can't take us serious. And I think at a certain age too, it's like, uh-uh. But if you're a hairstylist, that's different. You get what I'm saying? But on a regular, just rocking blue hair, just to rock blue hair, is giving you should be on somebody's pole. I don't know. I don't like it.
It comes with what you wear also. It comes down to what you wear also. Because if you sit up here wearing clothes that you know that everybody else wearing and you know it's like whole shit and you trying to meet a dude, whatever the case may be, and he see how you look, he just gonna want to fuck you. It's not like, oh, I can take her home, I can wife, I can this, look what she got on. Or look what she wearing, or whatever the case may be. Even when it comes down to jobs, you know, certain jobs and certain professions, you can't have that type of hair color. Like, you can't wear that type of color.
It's a stigma.
I just feel like you got to know what color you're going to have. Like, you just have to know.
Well, anything else you want to say before I hang up so I can finish this episode? Because you called, so you had to get
smoking my hookah. My bad. I didn't even know you was recording. Bye-bye, girlies.
All right, I'm going to call you back when I get out of here.
All right, bye.
All right. So that was cool. We got a little phone call coming or whatever. That was cool. Like I said, y'all can always call in. We're going to do an episode where y'all can call in. But I definitely agree with my homegirl said about color. Color. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, about what makes you basic. What makes you basic is when you don't stand out. If you walk into a room and nobody is turning their neck like, oh, who's that? Who's that girl? Then you're basic. You know what I mean? One thing about my homegirl, she loves to change up her hair. She doesn't do like crazy hair colors like she said, but she loves to change up her hair. And I noticed that when she changed up her hair, she has a new person. She has a new personality. And I think you have to always unlock a new version of you. You know what I mean? So for brown skin women, brown hair does it for you each and every time. I'm telling you, if you want hair that's gonna make your skin glow, you know what I mean? You want hair that's gonna make you, excuse me, you want hair that's gonna make you like you glowing, you know what I mean? So brown, perfect. Blonde, and I'm not talking about the white girl blonde. Y'all know black girls, we can't do certain white, we can't do certain, I'm having hiccups. Black girls know we can't do certain blondes, okay? We have to do a dirty blonde, a honey blonde, whatever. That makes you pop, okay? Ginger makes you pop, all right? Know what looks good with your skin color. So trying a new hairstyle. That's why y'all have to get the Make Me Over ebook that I have in / digital journal. Because the tips in here is everything. You know what I mean? You have to get... Check out different colors that make your skin go, woo, bitch. As for the white girls, red. Red and blonde on a white girl, I'm telling you, I'll be like, oh, that bitch is bad. Or burgundy. When I see a white girl with red or burgundy or blonde hair, like what, child? I feel like even Marilyn Monroe, when she unlocked her new level, because that's what you do. When you do a new hairstyle, new color, you're unlocking a new level of you, okay? Being bold is what sells. Being yourself and doing what you like is what sells. You get what I'm saying? Being authentic, period, point blank, like my homegirl said. But that's what sells. You get what I'm saying? But when you look at Marilyn Monroe was not a blonde. She was not a blonde at all. When she put that blonde hair in, you seen a transformation in Marilyn Monroe's attitude and how it made her face glow, how it complimented her makeup. So I feel like a lot of y'all are pretty, but you're not doing the things you need to do to make you stand out, or just to like feed your alter ego. And we talked about that, creating an alter ego. Go back and listen to the episode. To feed your alter ego, because you have to feed her. You know what I mean? Like, you have to feed the monster, bitch, all right? So what really brings your alter ego to life? And sometimes it might be a new hairstyle. You know what I mean? Like, Jada Waiter is perfect. You see Jada Waiter changes her hair up a lot. And you see the difference in her demeanor when she talks, when she has different hair. The difference in her pictures. Jada Waiter, and she does hair that's authentic. Like, you never see nobody do some shit. Ari, too. Who else? Dierre. Dierre is another one. Oh, Dierre would drop out. When she dropped out with that ginger curly hair, oh, Dierre was not playing with y'all bitches. You feel me? You got to just try new things, and you got to know how to not be, dare to be different. Be different, okay? Black is cool, but switch it the fuck up. So if you were blonde and you always wearing blonde, bitch, go red or go jet black. And that's nothing. Y'all be having y'all hair like, well, most of us have 1B hair texture. Even 1B hair color and 4C hair texture for black girls. You get what I'm saying? 1B is like the natural black. Jet black that shit. Jet black your hair and get color contacts. You get what I'm saying? Or jet black your hair and do lashes. You know what I mean? Like, do something different with your look. That's what makes you stand out. That's what keeps you far from basic. You get what I'm saying? Trying to blend into the background where I go into a room and you look just like the rest of these bitches, you're basic, okay? You're basic. We already learn how to open our mouth and sound different. We already learn how to stand out when we dating a man. We learn all these things. We already learned our confidence, inner words, and all of this shit. But how do you stand out in a room full of 3 other bad bitches? Do you own your shit? Do you pop out with your color? A lot of people always say, Ms. Brownstone, you wear red. Why do you always wear red? Because, first of all, cop the Make Me Over book, because we're going to talk about colors. In the Make Me Over ebook, we talk about colors and how the colors make people think certain things of you. Red means power. Pink means feminine love. White means pure innocent. You get what I'm saying? We go through the whole thing in the Make Me Over. We talk about standing out and in other ways stand out as well. We talk about, girl, just cop the book, okay? Cop the fucking book, okay? And the activities, do them. Don't play with me, bitch. Do them, okay? But people always say, Ms. Brownstone, why do you wear red? What is it about red? I'm the bitch that'll come out in all red. Like the motherfucker from the Powerpuff Girls. Remember the motherfucker, the villain, the Powerpuff Girls she had on all red? That's me, bitch. I pop out just like that. And if I don't have on all red, I promise you I'll have a white dress on or a black dress and red shoes, red bag, red lipstick, red flower in my hair. Like, because red commands attention. You get what I'm saying? You have to learn your colors as for when it comes to your hair, but not only the colors that complement you and how it makes you feel, okay? The way you're making me feel, how it makes you feel. Y'all all watch Baddies. You seen Jayla, that her name? She wears white all the time. It's the reason she chose to wear white all the time, because she knew that color was powerful and how it made her feel and how it complimented her skin tone. You have to know your skin tone. Are you more of a red in your skin tone? Are you more of a yellow? You know what I mean? You got to do that. You know what I mean? And sometimes you should go to the makeup artist at MAC and sit there and see how, ask her, what's my skin tone? When she do your makeup, what is my skin tone? Like, what do I have? Do I have reds? Do I have yellows? I don't know the name that they use, the makeup artists use, but to describe it. But just say, what's my skin tone? Do I have like a red, what's it called? I can't think of the word, but ask her and she'll tell you. And if she tell you red, then you know a lot of your colors need to be not dark. Your colors don't need to be dark. If you have red undertones, there we go. Your colors don't need to be dark because you want your face to pop out. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you have yellow undertones, then you know your colors need to be dark so your face could show, because your face has the yellow. You get what I'm saying? So you got to learn, like, just play with, experiment and stuff like that. But that's what makes you basic, okay? What also makes you basic, if you don't walk into a room and own it. When I talked about standing out in a room full of other women, I talked about colors as well. But I also talked about how this girl had long hair down on her ass and I had a $20 wig on. And I owned that shit. You feel me? You got to know how to tweak shit and how to be confident in it. Okay? If y'all watched the Dreamgirls when Effie had that wig on and it was like, just turn it to the back. She did something different and she owned it. You know what I mean? You have to experiment. That's what makes you basic. Okay? So upgrade your shoes, upgrade your bags, you know, try color in your hair, try different looks, you get what I'm saying? But also know what's your body type. If you got big, broad shoulders, you know that you need something, a hairstyle that's going to cover them shoulders. You can't jump out in a pixie cut, bitch, you're going like a drag queen. You get what I'm saying? You got to know your body and know what to own. And you got to, also what makes you stand out is being different from everybody else when it comes to dressing. Like, I just said with my homegirl on the phone, she threw a party. She had an all-white party. Everybody came in all white. She popped out in red. When we go out to the club, she's not always wearing black like everybody. She's like, okay, let me wear some color so I can stand out. And I'm the same way. And if you do catch her in black, she's wearing a black outfit that's like, okay, I see what she did there. It's not no, oh, I just got a black shirt on and some booty shorts. Like, she makes sure that her outfit got lace. It got fishnets. It got something to it, rhinestones, whatever. Where it's like, oh, shit. And that's how you got to be. You know what I mean? You got to just go in your closet. And if it doesn't fit the person you want to be, your alter ego, that's nothing too. When you create your alter ego, you got to think about, how does this bitch talk? How does she walk? How does she own a room? What would she wear? What type of career would she have? And be that bitch. If you gotta fake it till you make it, then be it. If you watch the Marilyn Monroe movie, she went to the movie theaters before she did her hair blonde. Because blonde was like her new, you know, her outlook. Like, oh yeah, yeah, this is a new me. I'm owning it. You feel me? She realized she was giving basic, okay? But when she moved to movie theaters with her husband, Marilyn Monroe, she heard a woman in the movie theaters and she heard the way the woman in the movie theaters was talking. And how she exaggerated her words and how she made her voice sound really, really soft spoken. And Marilyn Monroe seen the reaction people gave that girl. And she said, oh, that's different. The way she sound is different. I like that. I'm going to take that. And you hear how Marilyn Monroe talk now. That's not how she talks. When she's like, oh, if I walked in and caught you with a blonde, I'll shoot you too. Pow, pow. Because she knew that was giving girly, but it was giving seductive. You get what I'm saying? Studying your voice, studying how you sound. Do a whole 360 with yourself if you feel as though you are basic. But what really makes a bitch basic is that you blend in with the crowd. You're not rememberable. Okay? You dress like everybody else. And that's the thing. We're at a day and age where we're all the same girl. The same girl. The same girl. You believe that we've been messing around with the same girl. Usher and R. Kelly killed that song, okay? We are all the same. That's the problem. Everybody gets up 5 a.m. and creates content. Everybody house is motherfucking pale. I like to call it pale, but you know what I mean? Y'all all got houses that's white and tan. Y'all all got plants in your house. All y'all houses are the same if you look at it on Instagram. Y'all so don't know your identity this day and age that you got all different types of the mean girl aesthetic, the mob wife aesthetic. Bitch, what's the you aesthetic? What's the you aesthetic with a little bit of spin, bitch? How do you feel? Your clothes are supposed to express how you feel. And that's what keeps you away from being basic. Not wearing what everybody else do, yes. Not dressing like everybody else, yes. And not worrying about what everybody else is doing, yes. Makes you far from basic. But dressing how you feel and showing that, expressing yourself in different ways is what makes you far from basic, okay? Express yourself. Dress how you want to be addressed. And we talked about this on this podcast as well. Dress how you want to be addressed, period, point blank. But know your skin tone and know what compliments you. So I'm about to get out of here. This was a quick episode. We got more episodes on tips and tricks on your confidence, your femininity, and owning a fucking room, which goes down to your confidence, okay? I have a lot of shit coming on my exclusive content. Like I said, this episode will only be up for three days. And it's not going to be up anymore, okay? My exclusive content is $4.99 a month. For the subscribers that subscribe before I up the price, theirs is going to continue to be $3. But for y'all, it's going to be $4.99 if you join now. And if I ever up the price in a year or two or in a couple months, you'll still pay the $4.99. Okay? I will never change the price up on you once you locked in. Okay? But I'm telling you right now, in the future, the price will not be the same. So get in now. Learn what you can learn. There's free ads when you do this, the monthly subscription. There's no ads. And you can listen to it whenever you want. And just like you learning new things. You feel me? Y'all pay for fucking Zeus. And they ain't teaching you shit. And Zeus went up to 5-something. Y'all pay for Zeus to rot your fucking brains. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Learn some new things. Okay? The last episode we talked about hot girl armor. If you haven't heard it, go tune into that. I'm teaching you how to be more confident. And teaching you more tips and tricks as a woman. So, tune in, honey. So, yeah. As always, where we at? As always, keep it clatchet. And I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. Pretty face, menage, then take 20 at the same time. Wanna get your rent paid? Fuck bad bitches, I don't want no mediocre. Who don't want no mediocre? I don't want no mediocre. No, bad bitches only, ain't no mediocre. Who don't want no mediocre? I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad bitch, stuntin' on a